We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back in on a Monday, an hour from now, time's yours. Your chance to weigh in on what you saw at Arrowhead yesterday. We like to call it, Andy Reid likes to call it, time's yours. That coming up at 9 o'clock. But it's our pleasure to be joined by Pat Mahomes Sr., the father of the Chiefs quarterback. And I rattled off during the update a moment ago, I'm not sure you caught, all these numbers now. When you hear your son setting NFL records through just a few games of a season, what comes to mind?
Oh, man, it's just what I've been watching, you know, for the last, you know, 6 years now, you know, since he's been playing quarterback. He's had a lot of success going out there, you know, playing the game with a lot of passion and a lot of fire and you know, when he's prepared. So when you put, preparation along with, you know, pretty good talent, I mean, and all the weapons that he has there with the Chiefs and, a great play caller and what I call a perfect situation, man. It's just fun to go out there and experience it and watch it.
When did you realize, at what moment, I guess I should say, that your kid was the toast of the National Football League? When did that set in for you?
I guess after the Pittsburgh game, you know, the six touchdowns is something that you don't see too often. And he actually had told me before the game that, you know, that they had a great game plan and he was ready. And I was like, To myself, I was thinking, man, you playing Heinz Field, it's gonna be a tough game. And he was acting like he was still playing high school. So, I mean, I knew his nerves were pretty good. And for him to go out and perform at that stage, man, it was just kind of a surreal feeling.
You know, it's really like bizarre that you think kind of the same way we do too. You're like, oh, you're going into Heinz Field, and you're a former athlete, and you guys think you can beat anybody at any time at anything for the most part, and you're kind of looking at it from the fan perspective. Going, well, you're going into Pittsburgh, good luck, kid. And he goes out there. Are you sitting there like we are, going, holy crap, I can't believe what I'm watching right now?
Yeah, to some extent, you know, being his father, I've seen him do this, you know, pretty much, you know, all his life in every sport. You know, he's always went out and performed well, and the moment never seemed too big for him. But, yeah, for him to go out there and those terrible towels waving, and, you know, it's kind of the first game I went to, you know, with the Chiefs where they had way more fans than we did. And for him just to, you know, slow it all down and just play his game, man, it was, you know, super exciting.
You mentioned being prepared, and from what we've heard of him as well, he sounds like very coachable. I hear him say things that I've heard Andy Reid say. Has he always been this way, and is it amplified being around Andy Reid that maybe it brings it out even more?
Almost to a fault, man. It's almost to a fault that he's been that way. You know, I have a thing that I always tell all his coaches when he's getting ready to play again. I mean, getting ready to play for them. I said, hey, here's my son. You know, just take care of him. Do what you think you need to do. And you don't have to worry about me getting in the way. I'm not one of those parents that's going to be, you know, questioning your every move or what you're doing. I mean, you do what you feel like you need to do. And for the most part, just take care of him.
And what did you say to Andy Reid? Did you say that? Did you have that conversation with him?
Well, not so much that conversation. I just told Andy, I said, you got it. You know, do what you need to do, you know. And Andy's been great. I mean, he's been great for him. I knew it was a perfect fit. I said it the first day, you know, when he got drafted there, when we went to Kansas City, I told the reporters then, I said, I think this is a perfect fit for him, a guy that, you know, creative and knowledgeable and knows how to deal with quarterbacks. And I knew Patrick would be like a sponge and just listen to everything he told him. And then, plus, you know, Alex Smith, you know, really mentoring for a year. I mean, it was just a perfect situation for him.
You know, you mentioned in an article I saw last week, like you had Jack Morris, who was a total, well, let's just call it Jackass Morris to you. And then you come in and your son has Alex Smith, and Alex is just like a stud. How much do you think that truly does help a young kid to have somebody like Alex Smith versus like you had with Jack Morris?
Oh, it helped him a ton. I mean, it really showed him how to, you know, be a professional quarterback. I think he already knew how to be a professional athlete, you know, from growing up around it, and some of the mentors he had there, like LaTroy Hawkins and, you know, Scott Erickson and A-Rod and all those guys that kind of showed him what it's like to be a professional athlete. And for him to have Alex to give him that knowledge and the little secrets, you know, that, you know, Alex was the first round pick, you know, first in the country, and the stuff he had to go through with nobody teaching him, you know, he kind of made that a lot easier. But the process, you know, from college to pro, he made it that much easier. And Patrick was very thankful. I mean, I talked to Alex 2 or 3 times last year after games and told him how much I appreciated it. And I knew that he didn't have to do it. And you know, we will always be into his depth because it's really helped Patrick a lot.
Do you think that Patrick could have had the same success had he started right away last year?
Not this success. I mean, he would have done some things. I mean, Patrick's always been able to make some wild plays. We have a saying that I always say to him since he was like in 7th grade that players make plays. He would have went out and made some plays, but he wouldn't have been this consistent, you know, and that's the big thing that's happened this year is he's been consistent. I never bought into the, you know, he's going to throw, you know, 15 interceptions and stuff like that, because I've been to every game that he played in college and I've seen, you know, what was going on, you know, having to score, you know, every possession to have a chance to win the game. And I know how passionate he is about winning. He's going to do whatever he could to try and take some chances. But, you know, with Alex Tulich, you know, he was the perfect guy for him, you know, a guy that always made the right plays, and that kind of changed Patrick's mindset a little bit, but he still kept the aggressive side, too.
What did A-Rod teach your son?
Oh, man, A-Rod was great with him. I mean, I know people hear all the horror stories, but A-Rod was nothing but A1 with me from the day that he got to Texas, and you know, I was there, but A-Rod would take him down every day, you know, when Patrick would come to the ballpark after we'd go do our stuff and work out, me and Patrick. And he would take Patrick down to the cages and video him, you know, swinging the bat. And then he would take him up and analyze it and break it down for him so Patrick could understand. And it was just great.
So how old
and
was
then he
Patrick?
Then he became a quarterback. Oh, yeah. A-Rod's probably mad. Like, I had worked with this kid this entire time in the cage. Now he's a quarterback.
How old was Patrick when all this was going on?
Well, when the season started, he was 5. By the end of the season, he was 6. But Patrick has always been a student, I'd say, of every sport that he played. And for him to, you know, to get to hear those little, like with Alex, you know, get to hear those little things that would help him, you know, that would be kind of like a little shortcut, you know, to kind of make everything click. He just absorbed everything and put it to use.
So which Alex is more important to him, Alex Smith or Alex Rodriguez then?
Well, I'd say Alex Smith, you know, definitely because of the sport that he's playing. You know, everybody always thought Patrick was going to be a baseball player. And for him to find that love for football and then, like I said, Alex showing him the little shortcuts and what to look for and, you know, how defenses prepare for him and what to look for when you come to the line, I mean, it just all hit home.
All right, before we let you go, what do you think has been your favorite touchdown pass so far this year from Patrick?
I'd probably say the one yesterday, that first one yesterday when he was scrambling around. And, you know, it goes back to that motto that we have, players make plays. I mean, he made a play. And if you can do that in the NFL and make a play out of something that, you know, has kind of broken down and then still come out successful, it just lifts everybody's spirits on the team. And it also keeps momentum just flowing. So, I mean, that would have to be the number one for me.
Pat Mahomes Sr., thanks for the time today. We enjoyed the conversation.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all for having me and anytime.
You got it, man. Take care now. Pat Mahomes Sr. with us here on 610 Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.